Welcome to the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
And Nathan Prince with Legendary Productions.
And introducing our host, Alfonso Garcia. Welcome, Alfonso.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
So what's going on today, Alfonso?
All right, so we are going to jump into the mailbag today. And if you want to reach out to us, I'd encourage you to, if you haven't found us on Buzzsprout, you can find us on Buzzsprout. Click on the fan mail link there and ask us your questions, and we're probably going to answer it right here on the podcast. So we're going to go into a topic that was sent in by a listener. And the question is regarding chemistry with actors, so performers. When you cast two people, let's call it two people, can you create chemistry between those performers if it's not there? Or if it's not there, are you just kind of stuck with what you've got? Mike, I'll start with you.
So you said we're calling it two people.
Let's call it two people right here.
Now you've cast what else would you cast?
You might have a relationship, let's say a family, right? And the family may not mesh together.
But they're still people.
Are you talking about animals like cats, dogs?
Are you talking about if you cast like an anaconda and a deer?
I think it's pretty clear that we're talking about human beings.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. But, well, I was just wondering because you said...
Let's specify because apparently it wasn't clear. There's two human beings that have been cast together for a stage production of a musical.
So it could be brothers, it could be lovers, it could be enemies, whatever.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic.
Right.
Right? And that's why I want to clarify. It's two brothers. People and it's chemistry because I think when people say chemistry, this question may have meant just romantic, but I want to broaden that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we know that as performers, the relationship that we have with the other performer is very crucial. And if it's not there, it can be difficult. So then that is my question, though.
I'm sure you're going to have Michael go first because he always does.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. I'll just sit back and let Mike take lead. Back.
Well, I'll let Nathan answer first, but I will tell a story. About that first. Because I just remember, one time in looking for chemistry, and you never know what you're going to get with community theater age-wise. So I had a actor, 40-some, had to act off of, for a love scene, a woman that, she was in good shape, but she was in her 90s. And she refused to have anything to do with this actor. Nathan was trying so hard for this love scene.
Okay, I'll go first. Sicker. He's so crazy.
No, Nathan, let's actually, seriously?
No, please.
I do want to start
please,
with
let me go first.
I do want to start, start with you on this one, yes.
Thank you,
please,
gosh.
Yes.
Thank you. What's the question?
Between two actors, if there's chemistry that is not there, can you as a director help create that, or are you just kind of stuck with it?
I think the first answer is yes, I think you can, as long as your actors are willing to try and to go, and even just, and not romantically necessarily, the hard part is finding the balance of people's comfortability, skill level, experience, depending on what the scene is, if it's romantic, if it's like intense, if it's, drama, comedy, there's a lot of layers to that. And I think just allowing them to be authentic at first and see where they start and then just slowly grow from there. I don't think they're ever stuck unless they're just not willing to try. Then if they're like, well, this is how I see it. Well, I'll be calling Michael J. Fox to replace you, like Back to the Future. So I think that's the short answer to that is, I think anyone's willing. If they're willing to grow, I think they could do it. And there's the only way they're going to get better is by getting experience trying.
Yeah. Well, there's the short answer, Michael. How about the long answer?
Yep.
Well, I was just thinking of what Nathan said. If they got to be willing to try, and sometimes they are trying, but sometimes there is a cap on what they can do, and sometimes they put that cap on themselves. Like you ever see a person that really really wants to act, but they're very shy and they're very timid and they don't have a loud voice, but they love the theater and they love to be there and they work hard and they show up on time, they do everything right, but they're kind of on the shy side, and maybe they've got a role where they've got to do some yelling, and they, hey, don't do that, like, no, get in there, don't do that, don't do that. No. Really, don't do that. Like, it's like, okay. So you may have to spend some time working on what that cap is. Like, you know, what is holding them back from actually achieving that chemistry? Well, is it really just they don't have it with the other actor, or there's something about themselves that holds back, but when they let go of that, they'll fly?
I think using, as a director, though, knowing that that's their cap, then you, as like we talked about a few episodes ago, about the director's job is to put a Band-Aid on it or fix it. I think if that's their cap, then I start to go, okay, how do I reimagine this scene where Mike's weird voice about quiet, like, you want to say it?
Like, you're yelling. My weird quiet voice.
And then what I would do is utilize a physical gesture that changes. Maybe it's a crossing of arms, walking away, looking at them, and then looking at the audience, giving the audience the permission to see them physically being mad because they can't do it, maybe vocally. And if they're not able to give it physically, then I would say, you know what, yell here. You know what, sit down, fold your arms, and just sit on the floor. Don't make eye contact in the entire scene. Show them they're so disgusting you can't look at them. So you just kind of adapt and make ways that makes them successful. And in that, hopefully, they start to be comfortable and go, well, maybe I could add this. And you're like, yeah, you can, hot dog.
It's interesting because the blocking that you give them is naturally going to create that chemistry if they're executing the blocking. So then that way you can create
it. Sometimes
them.
You trick them into doing it. Not trick it like I got you, but it's like, hey, just try this. And all of a sudden their arms folded. They're grabbing like a door handle. And then they're squeezing it because they're upset, because they're emoting anger. And all of a sudden they're like, I'm mad. And you're like, yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Good job. Gotcha. And that's part of the joy of being a director, too, is how do you maneuver to make people be successful when they reach a cap? How do you help them grow, or do you change it? And yes, as a director, you go, that wasn't my vision. And then afterwards, you may go, wow, it seems authentic now. It's real because they made it their own, and it's still showing anger or love or whatever that emotion you're trying to get is.
I'm just thinking, like, with especially the word chemistry. Once in a while, that happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a great while, but it takes work building up to that. And I think a lot of the times, I mean, there are some actors that will just jump into it; they feel comfortable enough. But there are others that they will wait to kind of be directed, or they will wait to be told what to do. They don't want to come on, you know, like full force right now. And it's like they almost want like permission to try some stuff. And sometimes it needs to be permission with that other actor. Like, yep. What are you okay with? And you know, we see the rise of intimacy coordinators right now. And I've got somebody who's on my team over at Play With Your Food who's an intimacy coordinator. And you know, what I didn't realize at first, you know, until I started talking to her and she was explaining to me everything that they do, it's like, what a broad area. That doesn't just have to do with if you've got a romantic scene. That has to do with, like, hey, can I reach over and grab your arm? Okay, now wait, there's contact there. Alfonso, are you comfortable? You know, they might, you know, I got a big bruise on my arm. Okay, thank you for letting us know. I will let that, you know, director know that. And it just, they want to make sure everybody's comfortable. So when this does happen, nobody has to worry about, like, am I crossing a line? Am I going to make Alfonso uncomfortable? Will he be mad at me if I do this? Does he, you know, like.
So communicating ahead of time.
Communicating.
As a director, talking it out and making sure everyone's aware of expectations and parameters.
Yeah. And, you know, what's good with that, you know, the whole intimacy coordinator thing is maybe they would be afraid to talk to the director. They don't want to.
I don't want to talk myself out of the job, or if it's a male or female.
Yeah, but you got an intimacy coordinator on there that comes in and just like, hey, it's okay. Just, you know, talk to me and I will relay the message and you will be protected and you will be heard and things like that. And so, you know, when that happens and then, you know, it's like, okay, Alfonso is, he's good. He does not have a bubble. Whatever you would like to try, he is up for. Go ahead. And so I was like, okay, cool. Well, then I feel very comfortable with it, and then we can go right ahead. And if I want to yell, and that's one thing an intimacy coordinator's got to do also is like, are you okay with yelling. I mean, especially, you know, and you, people will picture the, like, or they'll think, like, why, come on, is somebody really going to have a problem with yelling? But if you've got little kids in the cast and all of a sudden, you know, you got people up there screaming, or there's, you know, some guy up there in a drunken rage and you've got a small actor up there, you know, they may not be able to make that a, you know, they may not be able to dissociate those things.
I think it's key to just be communicative to your cast and the actor and actresses, is just let them know the parameter. Right. And hopefully they do some homework knowing the shows before they audition too. But you know what's interesting is some of the most awkward word chemistry couples that are actually real life couples are sometimes the most awkward on stage. They may be the number one married couple. They've been together 500 years. They're power couples in real life. But when they get on stage, you're like, all right, show me this romantic scene, or show me a fight scene. You're like, do you love each other really? Or have you ever fought? Like, have you ever disagreed? It's sometimes they're the worst. And but then someone else goes up that aren't a couple, and you're like, do you love them? Like, you know, it's kind of interesting sometimes.
Well, let's back up a bit then. When you say that two actors have chemistry, what is it that you're seeing?
Often lightning in a bottle. I mean, just something that is so electric, so much energy, so real, authentic. You can't take your eyes off of it. And it's like you get the feeling like, is this going to happen again tomorrow? Am I seeing something that could, I mean, this is really, really good. This, I don't even know if this can be repeated. This is so good. Like, holy cow. You're just so drawn into it that you can't look away. And that, even if another actor came up that was, you know, equally as skilled and everything, came into the same scene, you just swap one partner out, maybe it's not, you're not feeling it. But with these two people up there, it's just like somehow, wow, connection is there. It's like that is something right there.
Yeah, I concur with that. I also think it's sometimes about, it seems real without being too real. Like a kiss scene, for example. I don't always like those. Sometimes I'm like, oh, gosh. I mean, not in a romantic way. I just feel sometimes it's like, do you need it to tell the story? But I think sometimes when it looks authentic, but it doesn't go too far where the audience goes, oh, that's real. You want them to go, wow, but not go, whoa, 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 that's real. And not just that. In a murder scene, I don't really want someone out there stabbing them, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of how I look at even the romantic scenes. You're like, obviously, I don't want you full-on, like, necking, unless that's what it's supposed to be, making it, like, hardcore. But I'm, like, watching, and I go, you're distracting me now. You're pulling me out of this. You're not telling a story anymore. And sometimes I think certain shows, and I've been guilty of this as a performer, but also as a director, where I go, does it need to be that much? With that, and you can still convey a lot of things with a forehead kiss can be as powerful as a mouth kiss. You know, a hug or an expression can be told in many different ways. And I think to protect sometimes the actor or actress or the audience going, okay, my grandma's next to me. That's weird. You know, like, and not just romantically, or there's certain shows like Oklahoma, there's a section in there that talks about he's kind of spoofing on like Dear Judd is dead. And he's trying to tell him, you don't need to be here anymore. How much is too much before the audience gets it? Let's move on. And that's a balance I think directors and production teams need to pay attention to. So chemistry is important because then you get to have a level meter with that.
Follow up to that then. Is chemistry something that you feel as an actor, or is it something that the audience feels more?
Well, Mike and I are probably going to not agree to this. But I think it's more important for the audience to feel a connection, because you might cross, if you feel it as an actor, there's a fine line you might be crossing that goes, you're not supposed to really love them, or you're not really supposed to hate them. Where's that fine line of method acting? And I don't use that term because method acting is a broad spectrum.
Right.
But I think for me, it's more about what the audience receives is the most important, because if you're up there and you're really loving on this girl, and I'll just say, it's me up there, and I'm loving on this actress, and I'm like, man, we really love each other. I'm pretty sure girlfriend, wife, whatever is going to go, no, I hope not. You know, like so for me, I feel like that should be there. And I think more as opposed to chemistry, I think as performers, you should have a trust factor that you're doing what's right for the roles. It's not selfish. You shouldn't go, yes, I got a stage kiss. Yes, I love her. Man, we're going to dinner afterwards. That should not be your motivation. If that happens, congratulations. Hopefully you're single. But I think that's the bigger issue. But your job is to tell a story to the audience, not for you to fall in love or to be able to express yourself and karate chop someone for real.
Yeah, I think we would agree on that one.
Okay, I didn't know where you stood.
Well, because I was kind of thinking there. I was like, obviously, the thing is the audience.
Right, naturally.
That's what you're there for. You're there for the audience. You want the audience to feel the connection. I just needed to, like, you know, actually, I still am, you know, kicking it around. It's like, you know, but having the actors feel the chemistry, do you need that first for the audience to then feel it as well? It's like, I don't know, is there a, you need them both? So I would say if there was one that had to be ultimately more important, yeah, it's important that the audience walks away with it. That's what I would say. But the actors, I'm sure, probably need to feel that to at least to some extent to be able to.
I would be a liar if I didn't say when I was younger or even shows where I look in someone's eyes and I'm like, wow, I'm so connected to you right now. But then I also have to go, whoa, 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 back up. Like, I'm not supposed to be really connected to you. But there's times where you're like, that felt real. And then you start to go, wait a minute, should that be real? Oh, crap. You know, like, or, woohoo. I mean, well, depends on what you're wanting.
You know, it doesn't have to be a love scene.
No, yeah, it can be anger.
These are people up there creating art together.
Yeah.
And you're up there creating that. And it's you, and it's scary.
You're vulnerable.
And there's an audience watching you, and you're up there. And it's like, you know, things could go wrong. Lines could be forgotten. You're up there. You got each other's back. And that is a moment, and mm-hmm. and you look over there, and there's just like this connection, and you just feel it. Like, you can know, you'd be on stage, and like, man, this scene is going really, really well.
Yeah, even with my own family on stage, and like you and I being in shows, there's times in shows where Alfonso and I've been in one show together.
On stage, yeah.
Yeah, there's been times where I look across on that stage and I go, hell yeah, like. We're doing this.
Right.
You don't break that character, but you look over, and I know I'm standing on, my brother got a cool lead, and I was like the villain, and I was like, whatever. But seeing him shine in his moment as he's belting the I Am song, he's belting, he's going to town, and I look over, and I just go, holy cow, these are memories. And my dad's gone now, but when my dad would sing and perform, I'd be like, I was in awe of him, just going, and then when we would play off each other in the scenes, he'd be either the bad guy or I would, whatever we're fighting. I'd be like, whoa, that was surreal. I lived that with my dad, my brother, my friend. So there's definitely that feel, but I think you got to be careful not to let it become authentic to the character's feelings.
And you know, and the thing about that is some of the most beautiful moments I've had on stage are those moments where I can step out for that split second, be very aware of where I am and what I'm doing, have that smile, and then boom, snap back into it. But you're right. If you allow yourself for even more than a couple seconds to get lost in that, you're gone. You're out of it. The audience is out of it. But when it flashes for that second and you just, your eyes kind of open, you look around, I get exactly what you're saying, and it's intoxicating and it's hard.
Yeah.
Not to just
you
go
should
into
be
that.
Two, you almost should be two feelings. The actor should be able to shut off, but you celebrate the success of the art. You don't want to become that true character and go, wow, I really love her. That's not your job. Your job is to convey that to an audience. It's pretend. It's make-believe. But you want them to journey with you. And then shut that off and go, well, that was epic. That was beautiful. You could value it that way, I feel.
I'd almost like to hear from some of the listeners that are actors and have been in this before. Like, what does that mean to you to have chemistry with someone? I mean, like, what in thinking through all the aspects, what does that really mean to you? What do you need to make that happen? Do you need anything, like you personally? Because it's going to be, I imagine it's going to be different for all sorts of actors. Yeah. So, but like in if a listener were to write in or leave a voice message to us, what do you need to make that happen? What do you need anything from the director? Do you just is that something that you feel just happens with rehearsal with that actor, or what makes it work for you?
Like something that I want to touch on that's kind of the same category. I've had actors and actresses, and obviously when I was younger, I experienced this a lot more. But they'll say, oh, my boyfriend doesn't care. My wife, my husband doesn't care if I do a stage kiss. They don't care. And we've talked about this maybe like a year or two ago, 2 years ago at least.
It was on like the Showmance episode, yeah. I think.
And the reality is, they may not care, but I have seen countless times where marriages have ended because all of a sudden their romantic partner that they did a few stage kisses are now together. Or they're divorced and there was someone else. Or their partner sitting in the front row staring at them like, I'm going to kill them. And I've been on stage looking down going, that man or woman is not happy right now. I know you said they don't care, but they do, I promise. Or they come up to me and going, oh, that was rough. Oh, it looks like they're in love, actually. But it's a scary fine line to when does pretend and reality clash. So I'd like to hear from the listeners and hear what people's perspectives are on that.
I think that's, as an actor, everybody's got a story about chemistry, whether it's like they're... And that's another question right there. Is it worse when there's no chemistry or when it's forced chemistry? What's worse?
It depends on what you're conveying, I guess. It's circumstantial, but that's a good thought. I don't know.
And that's even... I'd like to get feedback on that, too, because it's when it's forced, I think it's very obvious, too, so...
Yeah, if it comes across too fake, then you lose the audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, like, as a director, do you look at that in the casting process as, I need to find two people that have chemistry during the audition, or is that, do I need to take two people and build that chemistry? What's your strategy usually, and in this case, for a romantic one?
Let me guess, Mike, go ahead.
Let's go with Mike on this
one. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
So I think, you know, these actors come in, and let's say that you don't know either of them. Let's say that there are two people you've never worked with before. You've got a very limited time in an audition. You're having everybody read with everybody else, and all of a sudden you see these two people, and they're hitting it off. And it's like, yeah, okay. And you take a gamble on it. And hopefully that's not the cap right there. Hopefully you get them into a rehearsal process and you're going to see it grow and grow and grow. But it's your best guess right there. I mean, it's like you're going to take a gamble on it. You're going to hope that those two can work together. And, you know, who knows? There's so many variety of factors. Do they know each other? Have they worked with each other before? Are they friends? Do they hate each other?
Well, and I think being transparent and communicative, are you willing to be romantic on stage? Are you willing to get punched fake, you know, staged on stage? Are you willing to do a stage combat? Are you willing to do those things? Because I have done it before where I've assumed it'll be okay. I've also had it where people say, oh, yeah, absolutely, I could do that. And then tech week comes up and we're starting to do the physical, either it's fighting or romance, and they're like, I don't want to do that. And naturally, I'll respect that and go, okay. But it switches sometimes. And you go, oh, well, you told me, yeah. And then I feel like a villain. I'm like, wait, you said, yeah. I didn't know it was a problem.
That is really hard when they wait until the last minute to tell you something.
Especially you've already been told something.
You've already been...
not just saying romantic, but even just physical stuff. Falling on a mat, jumping off two stairs into a pad. Like, that happens. You're like... That's the point. That's why you got the role, because you did it so good at callbacks, you know, or auditions.
Yeah, and it's like you get cast with something, you're trusted with this responsibility. It's like it's not a secret. Everybody knows it's going to happen. And then I haven't had that happen a lot, but I have had that happen where somebody at the very last minute, I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to do it. Like, well, then why did you audition?
Yeah.
I don't want to. You know, be disrespectful to the person and say that like their feeling about it doesn't matter. But it's like, everybody knew going into this that this is what was going to happen.
The expectation.
Yeah.
Well, and I even on that side note, I do think, and I'm not trying to be like, but I do believe that in theater, you could figure it out. When people stress out sometimes, like, how will we do this? How will we do that? We'll just try it. If it doesn't work, we'll figure it out. If the flying's not working, we'll try it. If it doesn't work, it looks dumb or it's not coming across right, we'll figure it out. We'll change it. All of them flop in like a bird, you know, like, we'll figure it out. It's okay. And sometimes people get caught up in that too, and I'm not that type of director. Certain things, I'm like, no. I mean, if Sleeping Beauty is supposed to get woken up with a kiss, you kind of have to do that. Unless you're like, and I've done this. As we're about to kiss, blackout. We saw it going down to the kiss, and you stop.
Yeah.
You know, a murder scene. They're about to get stabbed as the hand goes up. Blackout.
I've never seen somebody actually stab somebody on stage. It's usually a blackout.
Maybe.
I mean, not on purpose.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I did once. Right in the chest. Sorry.
But, okay, so, like, if two people, like, let's say they're not having chemistry, right? Can one person save it? Can, let's just say, you as a performer, I'm going to create this myself, regardless of whether they're meeting me there. Nate, I'll start with you on this one.
Let's
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You know, but like, because it's like...
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is that performer that's giving it should be giving their character's worth in doing that. But I think ultimately it's the job of the director to make that work. If they're not able to give whatever that is, if they're not able to make that happen, then the director should come in and go, hey, you know, in this scene, you're not really conveying love this way. But maybe I'll have you try it this way, where anytime they talk, you look down and like touch your lips, or you touch the side of your face as they're doing it. I think that's the director's job, to help kind of paint that picture and let them walk away to be successful. I think. Now we can go to Mike. Why is that?
Well, I was taking a videotape of you, so that.
The next time I'll flex, man.
Yeah, so.
We can, for promotional purposes.
So we can put it on our social media.
Oh, sweet. All right, what were you saying? Or you didn't say anything yet. What are you about to say? Is it up to one person? Can they do that, and how do you fix that?
I don't know. Where my mind is going right now, I'm flashing to all these different plays that I've been in, plays I've directed, plays I've seen, mm-hmm. and you see the stuff, and you see some really just amazing performances, and performances that you may not ever get those back again. It's just like, man, and you feel like the audience is lucky to have sat there in the audience and watched this. And as far as, like, you know, is it one person, is it two person, how do you, I don't even know if I have an answer to that. I mean, it does go into that that realm that's, I don't know, this vibe, this energy, that it's you watch it, you're entranced. And even when you have seen them practice again and again and again, like if you're directing it, then at some point something happens and it's like I've never seen this before. It's like, wow, this is incredible. What it did make me think of was, I was watching this behind the scenes of this this actor, and he was working with, he was a kind of a veteran actor, and he was working with a new director, mm-hmm. and it was you know, having the actor interviewed, and he says, well, the thing with the director is a lot of the time they think it is their job to direct, and that's, of course, their director, but they want to get in there and they want to direct everything, and if they're not giving some sort of a note, they're not doing their job. And he's like, it's my job to get them to, you know, feel comfortable, back up a little bit, let me and the other actor try this out so that we can know what it is, we can get the gist of it, and then we can then take their notes and run with it. But it's like, we need to develop this, we need to develop our own chemistry.
And I've done that, where I've say, hey, you guys go into the room, work on this, and like start just playing some options, and let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. And then most of the time, people are pretty witty and smart. They go, hey, we got something. And as soon as they give you a foundation, mm-hmm. then you could build on it. But most of the time, people figure that out. Or they go, this works.
And there are actors that will come in at that level of confidence and be like, we got this. And it wasn't like, you know, the actor did not have the attitude that he was trying to usurp the director or anything like that. But he was just like, listen, this is what this is my personality as an actor. This is what I need. And I need some time to just run the scenes with my partner here. And then we will come back and we'll all run through it. We'll talk, you know, we'll talk through it.
And it proves that's what makes a team, though, because some people will say, hey, I can't really perform this. I'm not memorized yet. But the other person's like, I'm memorized. I'm ready. So they're almost like traveling like this, like, you know, uneven parallels. Yeah. And you're like, no, you got to get on the same track. So that's also part of the director's job is to, you know, pull that together. So then at least they're at least traveling together. And there's some actors that they're trying to be romantic and they're told that they're superheroes. That they're a Superman.
Yes. Oh, Nathan's referring to me.
Oh, am I? Whoops. It was the funniest thing, dude. What are you, Superman?
You know what? I would say that I think the best or moments Batman. I've had on stage with partners where it's like the chemistry's been on, it's been more about just being present with them, being connected with
them.
Being
there with them.
Just being simply there. And I think if you overthink it, then you're going to start losing that. But if you're simply present and you're connected with them, I think you're going to be just fine. That chemistry is going to come. But we're getting the wrap-up signal.
Getting the wrap-up signal.
We are going to...
But yeah,
we are going to talk about... We are going to talk about another episode, Mike.
From Laurie and Little Women?
Yeah, when you were Laurie and the director slammed her hand on the stage and said... Just say it real quick.
Oh, yeah. No, it's because I puffed my chest out. It was
you were walking just, like, with his chest out.
And she's like, I'm sorry, are you Superman? I thought it was a rhetorical question, so I didn't answer. She's like, I asked you a question. Are you Clark Kent? Like... Oh,
his posture changed very quickly. He was like, "What?"
I guess so I'm defeated. Not.
I laugh about that for my whole life. He's being all romantic, being like, "Da da da da," and she's like, "Are you Superman?"
You remember I wanted to get a Superman shirt and wear it.
You did, and that would have been hilarious.
I couldn't find one. Of course, that you know didn't have Amazon. Like,
yeah, now you could buy every type of hero.
Zero chemistry. Terrible.
So, Mike's Superman.
Absolutely. Well,
anyway,
yeah, and that director unfollowed me.
Well, on that note, this has been the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast. I've been Alfonso.
This is Mike with Play With Your Food. We'll catch you next time.
See you soon.
See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Later.